tree did George Washington cut down?
He's supposed to cut down a cherry tree, I think.
Okay.
I don't think we have cherry trees around here. We have one in the backyard, but it don't have cherries on it. It's called a Chinese cherry.
What kind of big flowering tree? It's sort of a symbol of the South. It's got big white...
The magnolia.
Any other name for that?
That's all I've ever heard.
And a kind of a flowering bush or shrub. It's got pink and white flowers.
You're talking about the azaleas or the commit? No.
Bigger than azalea. I think it's related to. Did you ever hear a rhododendron or mountain laurel or something?
Well, that's a rhododendron, but that's entirely different from an azalea.
What else besides rhododendron would you have? Anything smaller than a rhododendron that looks kind of like it?
I don't know. We have gardenia and a camellia.
Mm-hmm.
That a little bit different, but they're supposed to have camellia. A gardenia is supposed to, a Cape jasmine. A gardenia and a Cape jasmine are very much alike, only a gardenia is more perfectly formed. I have some in my yard.
What about a kind of a bush or shrub that's got clusters of berries on it and the leaves turn bright red?
I don't know. I have a paracanta, but the leaves don't turn bright red.
Do you ever hear of a sumac or shumac?
Yeah, sumac.
Do they grow around here?
I don't know whether we have any around here or not.
What kinds of berries do people get around here?
Well, they have dewberries and blackberries, and then they used to have something that was similar on a big oak called bushberries.
Mm-hmm. Similar to the...
Yeah.
To the what?
They were a little bit bigger and had a small seed with more pulp on it.
They were similar to what berries?
The blackberry and the dewberry.
What's
we
the
don't have blueberries down here.
What's the kind of red berry that people would grow in the garden?
The strawberries.
Huh?
Well, they are cultivated.
Uh-huh. This is a berry, I think it grows up further north, but maybe you could grow it down here. It's got a rough surface, some of them are red, and some are red and black. Starts with an R. Did you ever hear of rats?
Raspberries?
Do they grow?
No, we don't have them down here.
If you saw some berries and didn't know what kind they were, you tell someone, you better not eat those. They might be
poison.
And kinds of bushes or vines that would make your skin break out.
Oh, you're talking about poison ivy.
How can you recognize that?
Well, there's some right around there, I'll show you.
Does it have a certain number of leaves?
A certain kind of leaf. I can't remember. I never remember, but I know it when I see it.
Are you allergic to it?
Most anybody is allergic to it to a certain extent, but I'm not real allergic to it.
Uh-huh.
My daughter is very, very allergic to it, but if you have a place on your skin that is broken or anything, and whether you're allergic to it or not, you'll be allergic to it then. If you've got a scratch on you or something, and you near it. And some people can just, if the wind's blowing and it's giving off I don't understand it, but
yeah, I've heard that. It's kind of
weird, you know, to think that. It does, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm not very allergic to it.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
Advice or consult with somebody about it? Or
referring to the person she's married to, I have to ask.
My husband?
And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways they'd refer to each other?
Oh, yes, sometimes I do. The old woman or the old man, or the old lady. Ask the old lady or something.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a
widow.
And he just left her, then she'd be a...
They call him a grass widow.
Okay. And do you have to actually be divorced to be a grass widow? Or could you just be separated or what?
I really don't know. That's a technical question that you'd have to ask a lawyer, because I don't know that one.
The man whose child